A team of labor officers has been dispatched to the Tama Harbour to conduct an audit of the strength of two unions to determine which of them should be issued with a bargaining certificate. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the chief labor officer, Eugene Kolite, said the exercise has become necessary following the emergence of two different competing workers' unions at the shipyard and dry dock. He spoke to George Ankara.
I've sent my team of labor officers to go to the harbor area. Specifically, we have two unions emerging at a workplace, and the team is to conduct a verification exercise to determine which of the unions holds the majority.
And why would they want to have two different unions? What is the genesis of this development?
The genesis of the development is assumed under the law that regulates employment freedom of association in this country. You know, the 1992 Constitution provides for freedom of association. Section 21(1)(e) requires that you have the freedom to form an association to determine your economic rights, especially under Section 24 of the same Constitution. And Ghana has also ratified Convention 87 and 98 of the ILO, which seek for freedom of association to collect bargaining. So all these provisions have been domesticated into our national law, that is the Labour Act 2003. And the Labour Law provides that more workers can form a union, or you can decide to join a union of your choice as a worker. That's Section 79 of the Labour Act 2003. And, you know, under this new law, it has provided for multiplicity of unions. The same
what he described as political.
Under Section 10 of the LI 1833, it requires the chief labor officer to undertake that exercise, which we call the verification exercise, to determine the union in majority. So when we determine the union in majority, we'll now issue the bargaining certificate to that union, and it will lead the negotiation at that workplace. However, the law also requires that all the smaller unions also team up with this majority union to negotiate for the conditions of employment at the place. So that's exactly what we are going to do.
Is there any conflict in doing the verification as far as you are concerned, or it is a normal exercise which we are going to do without any disturbance?
It's a normal exercise, but with that particular aspect, I think we have been to court on a number of occasions, and I think the court has cleared us to undertake the exercise to determine the majority union.
Which workplace is this specifically?
It's within the confines of the maritime.
What are the names of the two
unions? I have the Maritime and Dock Workers Union, and then Nuhem.
So, after the verification, how long will it take you to issue the certificate of bargaining for them to start their negotiations?
When we determine the majority union, we will put up our records, and then we'll take our observations and everything. And when we finish with the write-up on the whole process, we'll issue the bargaining certificate. And I don't think it will take us much time. It is within some days.
But do the leadership of the two unions understand why you should do the verification?
Yes, they know that when it comes to that, we have to. But at one point, one of the unions resorted to the court, and we have gone through that process.
And I understand the case was thrown out.
Yeah, that's the position of the court. We for it to go and conduct the verification. What I want to tell them is that there must be peace, there must be harmony at the workplace. And it is a very important provision in the law. Freedom of association is the right of the individual. And the law also provides for that. And I think peace has to be there. In fact, after all this exercise, the two unions will still be required to meet and discuss the economic rights of their members. So it is important that they create the harmony that is required at the workplace to ensure that the exercise actually transcends with peace and the serenity that is required.